You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time for our weekly social media update, where we have a chat with our social media team and find out what's trending from a general and accessibility point of view and explain some aspects of social media. Joining me today is our very own social media officer, Holly Tuke. Holly, let's start with what's been trending in the blind and partially sighted community.
There's been a few things this week. First and foremost, with the Paralympics closing and all the closing ceremony, there's been a lot of discussion about how disabled people and blind and partially sighted people hope that the Paralympics will be a lasting legacy. And I agree with that, you know, there's so much riding on it. So that's been a really nice discussion to see and unfold, and people sharing their thoughts and opinions on our hopes and aims for the future. And also, more widely, in terms of RNIB, we've had a lot of comments on our Be Helpful guide and blind and partially sighted people just being brilliant allies to educate others on sight loss. And it's, yeah, I think it's just brilliant to see, you know, blind and partially sighted people stepping in to not only support their community and lend RNIB a hand. So I think we're a very supportive bunch, and I think often we can kind of, you know, maybe let that go under the radar sometimes.
What's been trending in general then?
There's been a lot of discussion this week around TV and music. So it was the Video Music Awards a few days ago in America, and there were some interesting outfits. So that's been one of the most trending topics of the week. And also Strictly coming back on our TV screens again. I think people are just enjoying the celebrity and the autumnal vibes, I think.
Has there been a water cooler moment, something amusing, something funny on social media?
For me, going back to the Strictly point, it was just seeing a tweet that said, Strictly Come Dancing is back, autumn's here, it's nearly Christmas. And I thought, you know what, it's a simple tweet, but you're right, and I love it.
Yeah, I have to say, I mean, when these shows kind of, as much as you're in the middle of September, you are kind of going, well, yes, it's all leading up to one thing and one thing only, and that is Christmas. So, yeah, quite
an interesting. Yeah, we're fully in Christmas mode, exactly.
Well, exactly. You have to start getting ready. I mean, some of my friends have already been asking me what I want for Christmas, which is a bit early, but prior planning, you know. Let's find out what RNIB has been doing to champion accessibility this week.
There's been a few kind of organisations that we've called out, and we've done lots of replies this week. I think it's been a busy week in terms of responding. I think this week it's just really important to highlight the effort of the team and, you know, how much goes on behind the scenes. The team are always looking out for responses that we can share and, you know, educate people on accessibility. So I think just as a whole, I'd say over the last week, I've been reminded of all of the brilliant work by the team and how accessibility is a team effort. It's a village, so they say.
Let's go to Internet 101. Now, this I've heard this mentioned last week in our social media update, and I thought I'd focus on this a bit more. So Becky Brynorth last week mentioned something called clapback videos. Now, I've never heard of this until last week. What is this?
It's an interesting one, isn't it? And yeah, I think you see it more used on social media now, kind of when you come to video content. So a clapback video, quick comeback video, and it's often a sharp response. It's kind of used in a way to maybe shut a conversation down. So, for example, someone might comment something and it's a bit of a silly comment. You know, maybe they haven't thought about what they're saying beforehand. So you create a video in response to that and you're kind of shutting that conversation down. They tend to be quite sassy and a little bit, you know, just kind of tongue in cheek, really. As an example, we had a comment on one of our posts that said blind and partially sighted people should wear bells or relative vests, and we think they mean reflective vests. So what we did by that is we did a clapback to share the perspective of one of our partially sighted team members, and she spoke about, this is a silly comment and I don't want to go out in a vest with bells and I shouldn't have to. So, you know, maybe don't be silly and just think about what you're commenting next time. So yeah, it's a nice kind of little tongue-in-cheek comeback.
What has the social media team got in store for us over the next week?
If you like all things Braille, then you are going to love the content over the next week. Braille is 200 years old, so to celebrate, it will be a huge focus on our channels over the next week. And the main focus of this week is all of the series of interviews that are going out on the wonderful Connect Radio. We'll be sharing clips on our social media channels, and they will be interviews that will include Dave Williams from the Braillist Foundation, Willow Freeman from the American Printing House for Blind People, Braille teachers, students, a singer who uses Braille music, and also with Paul Porter from RNIB's Braille Library. So a variety of interviews and Braille-related content. Aside from Braille, it's an exciting event for the iCare Support Pathway. To launch the iCare Support Pathway at Aston University, there'll be an event held later this week. And for anyone who doesn't know what the iCare Support Pathway is, it's a framework developed by RNIB and partners across the sector, basically to ensure that patients have timely access to information and support throughout their eye care journey. So it'll be great to launch that this week, and we'll have lots of content across our channels. So we'll have things like explainer videos from professionals, patients, and of course our very own trusty Anna Tyler, and there'll also be lots of photos from the event. We'll be celebrating London Fashion Week, and we'll have a couple of pieces of content around why style is important when you are blind or partially sighted, and kind of tackling that misconception that blind and partially sighted people can have an interest in fashion, and also choosing clothing around texture. As well as that, there'll also be volunteering and employment content. And of course, as we've already discussed, it's the first live show of Strictly on Saturday, so a lot to come this week. Even saying that out loud and thinking about it makes me tired, so it's going to be a busy week.
Plenty of content there, definitely quite a lot. If people would like to find out how to follow all of it and to be able to interact with it, where can they go to do that?
You can find RNIB on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, LinkedIn, and Threads.
Plenty of ways to get in touch and get involved very much with our social media work. So give it a go. Have a look, see what you can find and see what you can say about it. Tell us what you think. But for now, Holly Tuke, thank you very much for joining us for our weekly social media update here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.